This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
We've been talking today a little bit about Wear It With Pride. Jed's been talking about it in the news. Someone who was there yesterday. Good morning, Julie McCrossan.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Wear It With Pride and what happened there.
Well, look, it's basically a campaign to sort of celebrate and draw attention to the changes to 85 federal laws that have taken place that essentially make same-sex couples the exact legal equal of a de facto heterosexual couple. And you know, for people like my partner Melissa and I, you know, who have meet the definition of heterosexual de facto, you know, we share our lives and live together. It's actually a massive change. That the 85 laws make changes to every corner of our life. And you almost need to get on the Wear It With Pride website and go through it all to realise what might affect you.
Julie, congratulations on making the SameSave.com's top 25 most gay and lesbian influential people.
Thank you very
Quite
much.
Quite a mouthful too, and I think on the award you might need like a wraparound for that because it can't fit. But I believe, Julie, once people come out in the gay community, they stay up. But I believe in your career you've had to come out over and over again because people aren't convinced you're a lesbian.
Oh, look, I personally, I think that's true for everyone, whether they've got jobs that put them in the public eye or not. I mean, you know, I've known I was gay since I was about, well, probably about 18, but I came out at about 24, in, you know, when it became a committed lifestyle. And I find that throughout my life, every time I get a new job or a new friend or, you know, new partner and meet their family or whatever, that to me, coming out is a kind of...
a perpetual thing.
Yeah, it's a perpetual thing. But, I mean, it is true. You know, I used to... Probably one of the things I'm best known for is the old Good News Week, you know, that was on the ABC and Network 10. And because you doll up on telly, you know, they buy you beautiful clothes to put on to for someone of my age, a good hour and a half in makeup, you don't necessarily look like what people's stereotype is. So I have had to come out over and over again, that's true.
Julie, you do hear stories occasionally where different performers will, or artists in different rounds of media decide to stay in the closet because they'll feel that coming out will hindrance their career opportunities. Has that ever been the case for you?
Oh, well, look, not for me. I mean, I'm a kind of a child of the 70s and very affected by Stonewall and gay liberation. I mean, I grew up with that. I went to university having left school in 1972, and so I was a kind of shaped by gay liberation and activist politics. It's sort of my soul, do you know what I mean? I was part of the demonstrations that led up to the original Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. You know, many of us were demonstrating for years before that actual major, you know, punch-up at King's Cross that led to the Mardi Gras. So it hasn't been an issue for me, but my own view is it's a very personal thing. I never criticise anyone who wishes to be discreet. It's often for family reasons, and I think it's a personal choice, even now when it's, you know, relatively so much more acceptable to be gay or lesbian or even transgender. I think there's a little bit more understanding there. I think it's still a very personal thing in my view.
Julia, hello, I'm Bish, by the way, I'm from the UK.
G'day.
Hello, and I'm just learning more and more about you. And one of the things I found out about you in my research is one of your proudest moments in media was appearing on ABC TV's Play School as a silent clown.
Yeah, that's
Plain Jane. Tell me more about that.
The first job I ever had after I left uni was in a children's theatre company called Pippi Storm, and I spent 8 years of my life travelling all over Australia putting on shows for children from preschool through to high school, and we also went to adult prisons and child welfare institutions and stuff. But I did a two-person clown show with a man called Brian Joyce, and I was a little clown, and we were lucky enough to be filmed by Play School, but we never got to speak. But it was just fun to be on it. But I tell you what, just because you're from Britain, my My mum's from a Londoner, and my grandmother's from Britain, and drove an ambulance in the London Blitz. So that's, I think, something I'm even more proud of than being plain Jane on Play School.
All power to her. And you've come a long way, definitely, from those silent clown days, anyway.
Julie, are you going to try out for High Five now that you've done Play School?
I fear that I have reached the stage of maturity where I'm, you know, being part of Wear It With Pride yesterday, I was given the health and ageing T-shirt, because part of this Wear It With Pride, you probably know, is there's all these different T-shirts that represent different parts of the law reform, and I got health and ageing and was talking about the pharmaceutical benefit scheme and the Medicare safety net and superannuation. So, yeah, because I'm 55, so I was laughing that when we were sort of radicals on the streets in the 70s, I never knew I'd be, you know, advocating for superannuation rights at the Opera House, what, 35 years later or something?
I can imagine you trying to grab the T-shirts off the other girls, just trying to...
Listen, I tell you, seriously, it was a little bit confronting for the ageing lesbian that there were some extremely slender and gorgeous-looking girls and boys at the Opera House yesterday for the launch. Ruby Rose, of course, was one of the people supporting the campaign, and Natalie Bassingthwaite, who's donated a song to the campaign. It's all on the Wear It With Pride website. Yeah. But it was, I did feel, there was a lady from the Royal Australian Air Force, an Air Commodore, the most senior lesbian woman in the Royal Australian Air Force in full uniform, and so I stood next to her so I'd feel a little bit more at ease.
Sounds like an awesome event.
Yeah, well, it was, seriously, it was great. And what was amazing was that it was massive media. I mean, there would have been at least 60 or 70 media representatives snapping away. So with any luck, it really will draw attention to these law changes, because for same-sex couples listening, they really do need to look it up and see what affects them, because we've both got new rights, but we've also got new obligations, and it's good to check it out.
Julie McCrossan, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you this morning. Once again, congratulations on making the same top 25 this year.
And watch out for us at Mardi Gras coming up on the 27th of February. I'm going to be one of the commentators at Mardi Gras, so I look forward to waving through the screen.
Are you going to be wearing your T-shirt?
Possibly. It might be a frock.
You have to put some sequins on that, I think, for Mardi Gras.
That's right. I don't look crash hot in a T-shirt. It's a terrible truth.
Cheers, Julia. Take care.
See ya.
That was Julie McCrossan. If you'd like to find out what she's been up to recently, because she left the ABC 3 years ago, she's still out there doing quite a lot. JulieMcCrossan.com.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.